This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean and Mandy, my mother, joining us as special co-host for the...
Yes, because Mother's Day is just around the corner and we're about to get a little cheeky, aren't we?
We sure are.
Now, I was just trying to cue up the music, but didn't have much luck, so I'm just going to... Da-da-da. No, that's not working, okay.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Awesome. You can leave your hat on.
Of course, because a very exciting yearly fundraiser is coming up this weekend. Now, this is a massive event on the community calendar every year, Dean.
Yes, it's the Melbourne Chargers in the flesh. And joining us in the studio is the president of Melbourne Chargers, Silas. Hey, Silas.
Hey, how's it going?
And one of the strippers from this, slash players. From the event happening on Saturday night. Darren, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Now, in the flesh has always been a whole lot of cheeky fun where essentially the guys get up on stage and show off a bit of Daily Jocks underwear or whatever Jocks are sponsoring, but it's Daily Jocks this year, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And do a bit of a catwalk and a catwalk showing a lot of body positivity, quite frankly, with lots of different shapes and sizes shaking their groove thang.
Rugby is a game for everyone. We've got every body type and we're putting on show every body type.
I mean, Davey every single year just goes as hard as he possibly can in his little short shorts, doesn't he? But it's true. And then also, just to add a little bit more flavour to the fundraiser, they do a strip tease. Now, this year is the 10th anniversary of the Melbourne Chargers.
That's right. So we're doing In the Flesh X.
Sounds saucy, doesn't it, Mandy?
A little. I'm trying to get my head around it.
Mandy, yes. What are you doing on Saturday night? You want to come?
Would you like to see some Chargers getting a bit of a scrum?
I mean, Mandy's one of...
My mother's listening. She's 94. That's a definite no, thanks, Silas.
I don't know. I reckon the Mother's Day gift to give your mother, quite frankly.
Would your mother like to come?
Mum has been heavily involved with a lot of Chargers events, but never come to In the Flesh. We've always...
Okay, so essentially what it is, it's a great fundraiser with a hell of a lot of cheek where the guys shake their groove things, do a strip tease. It takes scrumming to a whole new level. And this year, because it is the 10th year of the Melbourne Chargers, which is really wonderful, they're doing a bit of a flashback and recreating the In the Flesh scenes of previous years.
That's it. So we are putting on the steamiest, the hottest and the sexiest In the Flesh ever. We're doing reprisals of two or three numbers of the most popular numbers from our past years In the Flesh performances.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. And we've got some new material which is going to, well, it's pretty hot.
Please let Holiday Night keep her clothes on.
Holiday Night will be fully clothed.
And Silas, are they all the originals coming back to do it or are others doing it?
Yeah, so some people are reprising their former roles and some people are stepping into new roles. So a bit of a mixed bag in terms of new and old.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Like
just
our
like
team.
The team, quite frankly. Now, Darren, you're reprising one of your performing roles on stage, aren't you? What's rehearsals been like?
Rehearsals have been pretty fun. And... yeah, we've spent a lot of time sort of perfecting things and making sure that you get the best out of us, 100%. But it's been lots of fun getting to know my teammates a lot more intimately than I thought I would.
What was it like the first time you got up on that stage and performed like this and did a little bit of a strip? Were you nervous?
Are you rehearsing in the nude?
We have been rehearsing in the nude. We have gone all the way just so that we can get, you know,
comfortable.
Fully comfortable with it and with each other. But I think it's going to be completely different on the day. So I think we're just going to go all in.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah. It's always a lot different when the crowd is screaming for you rather than the choreographer screaming at you.
Yeah. I think what's really great, it is a great cheeky fundraiser, but it's also really supportive and a whole lot of fun. I mean, that striptease at the end is always a joy, but the catwalk is really fantastic
Absolutely.
As well, where the teammates just come out and display some jocks. It's essentially that and shake it. And it's one of my favourite parts of the night because it's not about stripping and it's all just about owning yourself and having fun with it. And it's so much fun to see these guys, which I sometimes see on the field or just sitting on the sidelines, really get out there and rock it.
But that's not all we have. We've also got rugby player go-go dancers. Mm. We've got the fabulous Chargettes and then we've got a few other special guests coming
along. I feel
along.
Like it's Chargettes. 0.30 or 3.0. Chargette have gone through a few. Because I remember, Robbie, you were an original Chargette, weren't you?
Chargettes. I've been a Chargette on a couple of events.
What was your Chargette name?
Bettina Buttons.
That's right.
Maybe perhaps when the Chargettes were a bit more of an amateur crew than they might be today.
There is a growing level of professionalism among rugby drag queens.
Well, then it's not long till holiday
There's
night will be out.
There's a growing level of professional
the shade of it all.
So the Chargettes will be Tequila Schmockingbird, Holiday Night and Lisa Mann, I think
so, yeah.
We'll be shaking
special
their groove,
yet
fang
to be,
for
some
you.
Yet to be confirmed.
I'm very excited to see. I expect to see some kind of netball skirt leotard outfit going on with those girls, and I'm very here for it. But it's great. It seems like there's a whole lot going on the night because this is a major fundraiser for you guys. What are we raising funds for?
Well, we're an inclusive rugby club, and one of the key things that we do is participate in international gay rugby tournaments. And being international tournaments, getting our sort of 40 to 60 guys overseas every 2 years is an expensive proposition. It's not easy.
And now this year as well, there's also the Purchase Cup, which
that's
is our...
It.
Our Absolutely. Well, it's still international, I guess, because New Zealand are involved.
It's the Bledisloe Cup of gay rugby.
It's the what?
Bledisloe Cup?
Yeah. What's
no
that?
I mean,
is that the Logies? Is that like the Liebert Awards?
It's sort of like RuPaul's Drag Race Australia edition, but for rugby.
Okay.
Australia, New Zealand.
It's upsetting that that makes sense to me. Okay, so that's great. That's happening later in the year. So coming along and showing your support, not just for the guys getting up on stage, but for the team as a whole, is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
It's happening this Saturday night.
Saturday
at
night.
Circuit.
Yes.
And you know what you can do? You can get tickets on the door, which I think are a little bit more expensive. But what you could do is jump right now online. It's already up on our social media, on our Mad Wednesday social media, but you can jump onto the Melbourne Chargers Facebook page or the Melbourne Chargers website. It's easier if you go to the Facebook page, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
there's a couple
is.
Of
yeah,
clicking in events and social events or playing if you go to the website and look up in the flesh Melbourne Chargers XXXXXX.
That's it. So we've got tickets available on the door, but honestly, this event is the premier club evening of the year in Melbourne. Like, it is the premier community fundraiser. It sells out absolutely every year. We have already pre-sold more than 150 tickets.
Oh, wow.
And we sell about 80% of these tickets between now and on Saturday.
Yeah.
So this event...
This year's one, it is such a big one. It is that anniversary event.
It's selling faster
than
any
before.
Previous In the Flesh event.
Does that make you nervous, Darren?
Yeah, no, not at all. The more the merrier. I reckon the more people that come, the better the show's going to be, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's been a lot of fun rehearsing, yeah?
Yeah, it's been so much fun rehearsing. Like, we're actually going to go to rehearsal right
Could we
right
give
after.
Mandy a demonstration right now? Is that?
Oh, look, I'm more than happy to.
I'm sure the listeners would love that. It's such an inherently visual medium.
What a strip sounds like.
But there's some steamy photos of our guys, you know, all over our social media this week. So if you want to check out the goods before you decide to come on down.
I mean, I know it sounds...
We're
making a lot of fun with their bodies and everything, but one of the reasons why I love this so much is because it is a really diverse cross-section of bodies in the Melbourne Chargers.
Yeah.
You know, Silas is huge, but it's... No, I'm
joking. Huge personality.
Huge personality, huge heart, huge everything. But it is such a diverse range of ages, body types and everything. So an event like this is just as exciting, where everyone's coming together and celebrating who they are and what they do and really supporting each other as a team in a different way. So it's great to be a part of. It's great to be involved in, and it's actually a great night to come and watch.
And if it sells out, come down and watch us play on Saturday.
Oh, where's your game on Saturday?
It's at home, so we're at Orong Park in Orong Road in Prance.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Come on down, get the preview, and I think by Saturday night, knowing the team we're playing on Saturday, we might have a few bruises and bumps and scratches. Yes. So
that just adds to the allure, doesn't it?
A little bit of rough trade, don't you?
That's a very big hickey.
Sorry, Mandy.
You've gotten saucy, Mandy. It's gotten saucy.
I just switched off for a bit.
Thank you guys for coming and joining us. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joe 94.9 with Robbie Dean and Mandy for Mother's Day. Yeah. Go to the In the Flesh. Go to the Melbourne Chargers In the Flesh and watch them scrum.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.